knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you
He doesn't know which buttons to press, though.
Ah.
I think we found him. Dean, Dean.
I'm here.
Hi, Dean.
I'm here.
Dean, is there anything going on in the world of cinema you would like to discuss?
Nope.
Nothing?
Not a thing.
Now, this is going to be the trickiest review of all time, and you've already talked about this, because you have to review a film without giving away any aspect of the film.
Which he said he worked one of the hardest reviews he's ever done.
That's
because,
right.
You know, I told my husband, Dean says, I don't want to hear it. That's what I got. So
yeah, I know. Some people don't want to hear anything. I got to say something about the new Star Wars movie. I'm not going to give away any important plot details.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been pretty shocked at critics who have given away pretty specific details.
Yeah.
I mean, not even some of the jaw-dropping things that happen.
There are jaw-dropping things?
There are jaw-dropping things that happen in this movie. But, when I went into it, I didn't want to know anything.
Right.
I didn't want to know... You know, the basic relationships and who's who, and mm-hmm. I wanted all that to come upon me while I watched the movie. So I will simply say this: Star Wars as a musical? What? What?
I can't wait to see the cantina scene in musical form.
Ah, that Buzz Lerman knows his stuff, doesn't he, Dean?
I did not know Ruth Buzzy could sing as well as she does. It turns out
you just sold more tickets.
Who thought it could sell out more than it was already?
All right, Dean, explain this before anything else. There's many people, myself included, who really enjoyed the first three and really didn't enjoy the last three.
You're gonna love this movie.
We're back to the good days.
You are
good.
Back to good days. Then this
good.
This movie. Here's the genius of what director J.J. Abrams did. He gives you a fantastic original story for this film, but brilliantly weaves in. Honoring and paying homage to the first three movies, particularly the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not only with some of the veteran actors, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, who are quite good in this movie. You know, a lot of times when you bring back, actors, and they're there just, they're just there. They don't really add very much to the movie. All three of these characters add quite a bit to this film. So,
and that's not a spoiler alert, because even though Mark Hamill's name was not, on the poster, we all kind of knew that it was coming.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
No, they've been at every press conference.
Red carpet.
Every public event, every press conference. So that's not a spoiler that those three are back in it again. It's not a spoiler that Chewbacca's there. And
my favorite.
C-3PO and R2-D2. So, I mean, they're...
Is Carrie Fisher's dog Gary in this film?
I didn't see Gary the dog in this. So there are these very nostalgic elements that are part of this film. But all integral parts of this original story that I think works brilliantly. It's so exciting. But I also have to say... I was blown away by all the new actors, the primary new actors who are in this film. There's an actress by the name of Daisy Ripley.
Ridley.
Ridley,
yeah.
who plays...
Believe it or not.
Very, very key part of this whole thing, and she's great. John Boyega, very key part of...
Good night, John Boy.
...this film.
Nice mole.
And Oscar Isaac. Oscar, my baloney, has a first name, Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
all really great in this film. And this is all that I'm going to say about the plot. And believe me, this is not a spoiler in any way, in the most general sense. What J.J. Abrams has also done is he understood what made the first three Star Wars movies so
good.
Action, adventure, imagination.
And fun.
Excitement. Fun
and epic.
And funny. And funny also.
Good.
And epic, all those things. He just makes you feel like when you come out of this, you feel like you just had the best time at a movie. And it's the age-old struggle of good versus evil in this movie. The bad guy in this film is played by an actor named Adam Driver. This has also been out forever. Not a spoiler. He's on the television show Girls. He plays one of the evil people in this movie. By the name of Kylo Ren. So good versus evil, nonstop excitement, visually beautiful.
Does Kylo Ren, is that the one with the cross
lightsaber
that we were talking about yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. There, you know, there's some new technology. You've seen this new droid. That's, you know, like, he's like...
the, Wilson the volleyball?
A little bit. It's like two volleyballs on top of each other. That's also a primary character.
If these volleyballs are bouncing, I don't know what, I don't know how to
the
rhyme
The force
that.
Will be with you.
Yes,
Star Wars fans don't get this.
And I don't want to, again, this is, we're not giving anything away, but the scenes where Tyler Perry plays Lando Calrissian's grandmother, those are pretty good scenes too, right?
Look, I said I wasn't going to give him any spoilers.
All right, sorry. So overall, Dean.
From the planet Medea?
Yes, from the planet Medea. She's feisty. What do you give this?
I gave it an A+.
A+.
How about that?
Unabashed A+. I had so much fun. This is why you go to movies, to, you know, have there are moments that are emotional and moments when you're laughing out loud. It's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, visually, and you know, if you grew up with these first three movies, it's so nostalgic. It gives you such a good feeling.
I love hearing this.
I'm seeing little sparkles in Bill Left's eyes.
I'm so happy to hear this because I trust you, Dean. And when you say an A+, I say to myself, this must be a good movie.
Dean was
I can't
drunk
wait.
Again. That's what goes. But
all right, an A+ for Star Wars.
I saw it in 2D.
Oh, you did?
I did not see it in 3D. I'm going to go see it in 3D this weekend to see if it's worth it.
Right.
I don't know if it will be worth it. I know that they shot this movie in 2D. It wasn't shot in 3D. Wasn't shot in IMAX. So anything that's 3D, anything that's IMAX will have been converted.
Right.
And often when that happens, it's not as satisfying when it was shot in 3D, when it was shot for IMAX, like James Cameron did for Avatar.
Right.
That's mind-blowing 3D. So I was perfectly satisfied with the 2D. So make your own judgments on
it. A lot of texts and questions that I've seen shot our way is, do you have to see the other movies to appreciate this?
I don't think so. I think that's one of the things that I like about this, that it's kind of a rule for me. Anytime there's a new movie in a franchise, it has to stand on its own. To me, a movie's not successful if you have to have known everything else that's happened in the franchise. This one, you can see this movie. You've never seen any Star Wars movie before. You'll get this perfectly, but if you've got the history, and again, especially with the first three movies, it'll mean so much more to you. It'll be so much more emotional, but you won't be sitting there going, I'm completely lost. I don't understand anything that's going on.
Right.
But there are little homages, little things that you'll notice that are like, oh, yeah, that's a little tribute to this, and oh, that's a little tribute to that. So, no, you do not have to have seen the other movies at all.
Excellent. We're so pleased to hear your good review on this movie.
Dino, we're home.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you made Dean cry,
warm.
Wendy.
I feel warm
you
just
made
hearing
Dean
that.
Cry.
Change your pants, then.
What
that's
about...
Right. Again?
What about the sister's...
That's all I've been doing for the last 3 days since I've been seeing this movie. How many boxes of Depends am I going to go through as a film critic?
What about Sisters?
Oh, who cares? Oh, we're all talking Star Wars.
Oh, the kids love Sisters.
There's a handful of people here in the office could care less about Star Wars, believe it or not.
Yeah. I do.
Hoover's
lying.
They are going. I can't wait to go see Sisters, the new Tina Fey, Amy Poehler movie. And good news for them, too. You've also got a great movie to go see this weekend. Amy Poehler, Tina Fey play sisters. Their parents have sold the childhood home that they grew up in, and they want to throw one last bash, one last party in that house. And this movie is just hilarious.
Oh, good.
It's really funny. A little raunchier than we normally see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
They're always raunchy.
I don't remember them being this raunchy.
I'm in.
Yeah, so you've got that. You've got Maya Rudolph in this, who's very funny. You've got Bobby Moynihan, who is hilarious.
Oh, good.
In this movie. I laughed all the way throughout. Gave it a B+. I mean, it seems like nothing compared to an A+.
Right.
With Star Wars, but it's also a very, very funny movie. So,
and I'm sure that Tina Fey, for sure, maybe Amy Poehler, are going to go see the Star Wars movie, too. They are. Tina Fey's a Star Wars fan.
Right, I know.
Tina Fey's been doing all of her, you know, appearances and interviews promoting her movie. saying, if you can't get a ticket to Star Wars, come and see our movie.
The spillover.
You do what you can with that. There's also a new Alvin and the Chipmunk movie that's opening this weekend. I haven't seen it. I hear it's terrible. But, you know, if it's your, you know, you want to take your kids to go see something. By the way, I think Star Wars 10 and above, I think, would be perfectly okay. I don't think you can keep the little kids away from Star Wars this week, or have any fear of taking kids to see it. It's PG-13, but my little nieces and nephews are like 8 and 10.
Right.
And I wouldn't have any problem at all with them seeing this movie.
And they say, I remember Lucas himself saying that they count on kids seeing this movie 3 or 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
They've got that in their
and
marketing strategy. And
yeah,
your husband will see it at least that many times.
There's some pretty big kids who are going to go see it
right.
3 and 4 and 30 times.
Well, Dean, what a great
mom's
weekend.
Mom's basements are going to be empty all over America this weekend. Mom is not going to know where to bring those chicken McNuggets this weekend and grilled cheese sandwiches.
That's so funny. Well, Dean, thank you.
We can laugh, but, you know, we're... Phil, you're a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, huge.
You don't live in your mom's basement anymore.
No, she kicked
your wife's
me out.
Basement.
Right.
But,
they
know.
Say the sale of Pine Sol is going to go up because moms are going to go to the store.
It's a good chance. Good chance to finally clean up down there a little bit.
Dean, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to it.
All right, see you guys.
All right, take
care.
May
the force be with you.
It's Dean Richards, everybody. We'll find out what Steve Bertrand has on the Wintrust Business Lunch in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.